Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I haven't seen this one before. Usually when a free agent leaves, there's that burning of the jersey. I'm now witnessing someone doing something else to a jersey.
Oh, God. Stop.
A number one on the jersey.
Whoa. Whoa.
The question, though, is if you're...
What number is he going to wear in Philly?
That's a good question.
It better be like, I don't know, 40.
Why? Does that make you feel better?
Something ugly.
Just picking an ugly number is going to make you feel better about this whole thing?
Number.
What are you supposed to do? Like, Sean's got two daughters, right? And they have Saquon Barkley jerseys?
One does.
Peyton does. Peyton has a Saquon jersey. You clearly have a Saquon jersey.
I have two of them, yes.
What do you do with them?
They go in the back of the closet with all the other jerseys I have of guys that left.
So you don't throw them out. You don't donate them. You don't burn them. You
I just keep them as them. A collection.
Gotcha.
That's it.
I got you.
You know, it's going to... Now Barkley hangs next to Ruben Drones and Tiki Barber in the back of the morning
just
closet.
Do not ever wear it to an Eagles-Giant game. If you do, I'll never talk to you again.
No, the Saquon jersey now gets retired for at least 10 years. See how the career plays out.
Oh, so there's a way he could come back? That jersey gets back into the rotation in a decade? Really?
Sabotage the Eagles in the playoff game, whatever.
Right, like I will occasionally, for fun, put on my Steve Smith jersey.
I was about to ask him as an example because he didn't do anything with them.
Exactly.
So you need Barkley to be a failure there. And then you could get it back into the rotation.
I think as long as Saquon doesn't win a Super Bowl with the Eagles, I consider it totally fine. Right. I like, failure's a weird word because, like, to me, I don't care if you rush for 1,000 yards with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right, right.
As long as you don't win a championship and put a ring on your finger in Philly, to me, in the end, you're probably always going to be a Giant, just not like a legacy Giant.
I got you. So no burning, no urinating, just simply back of the closet. I'm not going to think about it for a long time.
No. Now, if we do get geared up for a Giant Eagle playoff game while Saquon's an Eagle, pregame I would buy an Eagle Barkley jersey, urinate on it, and then light my fire.
Let's go to Mike in New Paltz, New York. Good afternoon, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
We're good.
We said we was going to call him Rasul from now on, so right. I told my son, when we go to the Giant games this year, no, you wear that jersey. De-thread it, and we'll put Rasul on the back.
Oh, nice.
That's for one.
That'd be dope.
For two, I've been here before. When Tiki announced his retirement, I had to process. I had to go through, my own little ritual and stuff. So here I am back going through this ritual. I remember where I was at when Tiki Barber announced his retirement. I was in ShopRite.
Right.
Aisle 4.
ShopRite.
Picking up bread.
Wow.
And I left my whole cart there and left the supermarket. But for now, here we are back.
Was it the can sale?
I love picked off Tiki because he was real about it. It's authentic. It's coming from somebody that knows the game. Not to say anything about any other broadcaster because I'm pretty sure y'all all know the game extensively. But we got a few players at the fan that could give us a different perspective, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate you giving us the... No, they couldn't trade him midseason. It would have tore the locker room apart. I feel like the Giants didn't want to do the same thing with Saquon that they did with Daniel Jones. Give him all this money. God forbid he get hurt again. And here we are stuck at the same thing with the running back that we are with the quarterback.
Right, you're right. So Rasul is now gone, and now he's in Philly.
That is Saquon's middle name, by the way, because Tiki did make that claim a couple of days ago that from now on, if he signs with the Eagles, he will just be known by his middle name, which is Rasul Cuevas Barkley.
By the way, he's not officially signed yet. This is just a tampering period.
Oh, stop.
Free agency hasn't happened, but in a couple of days, he will officially be Rasul.
That is, I got to tell you, the idea that you announcing your retirement impacted our last caller so much.
Right.
that he left the ShopRite mid-card.
Right.
That reminds me of what I did when DeGrom left. I left the Nets game mid-game, which I never do.
Here's the difference. When I left to go, I was going to say sit on my couch, but I didn't. I did a whole lot more than sit on my couch, but I left to not play.
Yeah, but
I didn't go to the enemy, and I left the team in some pretty good hands.
You did. But in fairness, while clearly I don't think anyone, or in his case, was mad at you.
Yeah, well, some people were.
That's irrational. Deciding to retire is like, even Andrew Luck, people were pissed off at Andrew Luck. I'm like, the guy don't want to play football anymore.
Yeah, he's tired of getting beat up.
The way I would word it, because this is the way I have felt over injuries and the way I would feel if I was a Giant fan over you, I would have been mad at the situation. I would have been angry at just, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, that makes sense.
It's like right now, if you're a Yankee fan, you're not mad at anybody that Gerrit Cole has having an MRI. There's no one to be mad at. You're just mad at the situation. You're mad at the baseball guys.
You're mad that he's unavailable in the short term, and we don't know how long that term is going to
be. Right. And you're not even, you're mad. You don't even know what the outcome's going to be, which I've dealt with many, many times in my life. Can't tell you how many times I've been mad at the air, and then I found out, oh, it's not really a big deal. The guy will be fine in 5 days. We'll see if that's the case here. Let's go to Jeff in South Orange, New Jersey. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up?
Not much. I grew up a Giants fan. Tiki, you were the first running back that I ever saw. I loved watching you play.
Yep.
And with that said, I'm going to preface the statement that I'm about to make as, if my opinion was worth anything, I probably wouldn't be calling into the show to share it. But nevertheless, the way that I kind of feel about this whole Saquon situation is at the end of the day, I'm not mad at him. I it sucks that he went to the Eagles. I'm not going to deny that.
Right.
Does it sting a little bit? Yeah, it definitely does. But at the end of the day, he's got to make as much money as he can. He's got a family to support the rest of his life. I mean, running back careers aren't that long. So if he can get his money, then you know what? I can't hold it over him. My whole issue is, as another caller said earlier, I just feel like that as a whole, the Giants don't, like, not that they don't have a sense of direction, but it just seems that they make contradictory moves over the years. And that's why it stings when a homegrown guy like this leaves. I mean, and again, I have a whole list, and I'll keep it brief, but if you go back, you know, just the decision that they made over the years, I mean, they benched Eli for Geno Smith, who at the time, you know, I know he's kind of turned it around, was a proven scrub in the NFL up to that point. Then they called it a team decision when the fans got angry.
Yeah, but hold on, Jeff. You understand what that decision was, right? That was, a lot of that was Eli saying, if you're going to play him, just start him. Eli kind of precipitated that. Because they wanted to get an idea of what they had in Geno. And Eli didn't want to, like, play for a quarter or two quarters.
They were going to sit him after a half or something right?
I think that situation is a little bit muddled in history. Like, we don't actually know what went on. But it's less clear than, you know, guess what? We're going to sit down Eli Manning and Geno Smith is going to start. That's not what actually happened.
Yeah.
All right, more former Giant news. Xavier McKinney is gone. He has signed a 4-year, $68 million deal. $17 million per year with the Green Bay Packers.
Wow. That's a lot of money, dude.
17
a year.
That's a lot of money for a safety, man.
Yeah, it's hard for me to be disappointed in the Giants not going there.
Yeah, they weren't going there.
No, the only disappointment, because I agree, I hear that, as that number was coming out of your mouth, I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me, especially in a market that hasn't become running backs, but safety market is not exactly, you know, edge pass rusher. My only kind of anger would be, again, when you decided not to tag Saquon, you could have played.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
placed a tag on Xavier McKinney. Now, if you placed a transition tag, Green Bay could have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And then the Giants would have had a chance to match. And I think we'd all agree they probably shouldn't have matched this, even if given the opportunity.
No, they wouldn't have. And that's why you don't do the transition tag. The other thing with the transition tag is that you now can't use it for 4 years.
Right.
So as long as the deal is that the guy signs, is that's how long you can't use the transition tag, because it stays with that player until his current, to that new contract is over. $17 million is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, man.
I mean, in year one, it's front-loaded, dude. $25 million in year one.
$25 million in year one? Dude. So this is a franchise number. So the franchise number is around that, right? I think it's 17 and a half is what not Sean Murphy, but what's the guy down in Tampa? I forget his name. Oh, Winfield. Antoine Winfield Jr. That's what the tag number sounds like. It's around there. So he basically got the franchise tag number over 4 years.
Mm.
I mean, it's a big contract for a safety.
But look, it's the same thing. It just sucks. It sucks when you draft a guy. Like, when they drafted Xavier McKinney, it was in the same draft as Andrew Thomas. So thank you, Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman did some things right. When he drafted Andrew Thomas fourth overall, it turned out to be damn good. When they drafted Xavier McKinney in the second round, it turned out to be damn good. He was a good player for this team for the last 4 years. So I'm on your side. Like, I can't look at this and say, wow, the Giants really screwed up. Because even with the transition tag, it wasn't going to do anything.
No.
You weren't going to match it.
No.
You could have franchise tagged them, but that's a big number.
Franchise makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it's 17, but it's only for the year.
It's only 1 year.
So, is it worth that?
Here's where the Giants screwed up, in my opinion.
Go ahead.
Personally. They screwed up a year ago because they probably should have fought harder to come to a deal with Julian Love and kept one of the two.
Right.
I remember a year ago we were in this position where Joe Shane said, see ya. They still had, why am I forgetting his name that started this year? The guy they got from the Jets.
Oh, Pinnock.
Pinnock.
Yeah.
But the idea was, well, we'll keep McKinney. We're not going to pay both of these guys. To now see both leave after 2 years, Julian Love was a lot cheaper than this. I just wish they would have had a little foresight that McKinney could have gotten paid like this.
And it also stinks. It's similar to the Jets losing Bryce up a couple of hours ago. It stinks to draft someone, or in Huff's case, not draft him because he was undrafted.
But find
and
him.
Develop,
like,
find
discover him.
Him. Develop him for 3 or 4 years. Watch the guy get better and then lose him for a compensatory pick, which is all you're getting back. So Xavier McKinney, gone. He signs a mega contract with the Green Bay Packers, who have been very active today. They cut Aaron Jones. They also signed Josh Jacobs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they did.
So they've stolen Josh Jacobs away, adding a running back, cutting Aaron Jones, cutting future debt David Bakhtiari, who's clearly going to be a Jet. I don't think there's any doubt because he's Aaron Rodgers' boy, and he's an offensive lineman. The problem is he never plays football.
He's not old.
No, he's not. He's 33 years old. He never plays.
He just never plays.
What I would say about David Bakhtiari is if you sign him, it's okay, as long as you treat him as if he's a backup.
Yeah.
If you treat him like, oh, he's going to play 15 games, you're clueless because he doesn't do it anymore.
You're bringing him in like a vet depth position.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. We are counting on you to start.
Right.
Because that would be bad.
That'd be foolish. You played one game, 11 games, and 1 year. Aaron Jones is another guy who got cut by Green Bay, who I can see.
Uh-oh.
The Giants may have made a signing.
All right, let's see.
They've signed a running back.
Interesting.
They have reached an agreement with Devin Singletary.
Oh. I think you called that.
I did call that.
Holy crap.
I did call that.
I think when we did our running back bingo a couple of days ago, so far we've gotten almost everything wrong. I'll check the bingo card just to confirm.
I think they're all wrong except for this one.
Except for this one.
Right, because I had Saquon to Houston.
Hold on a second. Devin Singletary to the New York Giants, according to Tiki Barber.
Thank you.
I didn't go to Green Bay. That was close.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a good player. I know he didn't, because Damian Pierce was the starter down there in Houston to start the season. Pierce got hurt, and then Devin Singletary ended up playing a lot and was significantly better, more dynamic of a player.
Saquon Barkley had 70 yards more than Devin Singletary last year.
Right, and he didn't start.
Look at you all happy.
And he didn't start half the year.
Now, how much are they paying Devin Singletary? I assume it's kind of in that same.
We don't have the numbers yet. Rappaport just said they have an agreement.
So far, the running backs off the board, not named Saquon Barkley, have all agreed to a very similar framework of contract, which is about 3 years, $24 million, and then how much of it has been guaranteed? I guess like 11 or 12, kind of in that range.
Right.
But Devin Singletary's a nice player. We saw him in the AFC East with Buffalo. He could catch the ball out of the backfield. you know, he's fine. Right. He's not Saquon Barkley. He's fine. They're about the same age.
Right.
And you're going to pay him a lot less.
There's a couple that we don't have numbers on. Like, we don't know Josh Jacobs is fully yet. And Antonio Gibson left Washington and signed with the New England Patriots. But we don't have a number on those things. But you're right. Most of them are around $8 million AAV, whereas Saquon's is 12 and a half AAV.
So you end
not
up
including the bonus.
You end up replacing Saquon with someone who's virtually the same age, who's good, not as good, and you're going to pay him a lot less.
Yeah.
And here's the best part. I don't know if you guys realize this. It's an easy fit. He wears number 26.
Nice.
No done.
There's no way they're giving him
Listen, David Sills wore 13 after Odell left.
Hold on. Did you just say there's no way they're giving Devin Singletary? Why the hell not? The guy went to Philly.
Maybe.
The guy went to Philly, and look, he had a nice career here, but can we, let's calm down.
I respect the hell out of Saquon.
They gave your number away like it's a whore. I mean, come on, what are we talking about?
Not to an offensive player.
What?
Offensive players, not one.
That makes it different in your mind?
I mean, you're not confusing a running back with me.
I don't know, man. I think they can give 26 out. I think they can.
They should have been on the phone immediately to everybody in the active roster. I don't care what position they were, asking if they wanted 26.
Who wants 26?
Anybody want this?
Let's go to Gavin in Long Beach. How are you, Gavin?
What's up, Gavin?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, you guys are talking about the number that Saquon has to wear this in Philly.
Yeah.
He's wearing 21 because, Kiki, you manifested this, brother. No one was talking about Saquon going to Philly until you guys complained about it last week on the air.
Gavin,
stop
hold on.
Let me, 21
hold on.
Down
I'm not going to hang up on
Why
you.
Why are you mad
hold
at Derrick
second.
Henry coming home to us?
Hold on.
Get us Derrick Henry.
Hold on. You know who our boss is, right? You know who our boss is?
Most people don't care.
Oh,
Spike
I do. I know.
Eskin. It matters because Spike Eskin's father is like radio, I don't know, hierarchy, radio royalty down in Philadelphia. His name is Howard Eskin. Howard Eskin had a post last week that said the deal was basically done. Gavin, yeah, you got chaos going in the background. Howard Eskin had basically a post saying Saquon and the Eagles are going to sign a deal.
Yeah, but
and
I like it better.
My reaction.
I like it better being your fault, though.
Yeah.
Even if it's not true.
I love Howard.
So we have the figures on Devin Singletary. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you're okay with this.
2 years.
I'm pulling it up right now. Here it is. It's a 3-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
$16.5 million. It's worth up to $19.5 with incentives, according to Adam Schefter.
Again, $5 or $6 million a year.
Yeah.
I was ranting about an hour ago.
Yeah.
That's what I made my last year.
So overall, this is a good day now as a Giant fan.
Oh,
you lose Saquon Barkley.
I really like Devin Singletary.
No, he's a good player. Right. Had a good year last year for Houston. Absolutely.
Right. Not Saquon, but he's a really good player.
Yeah. You feeling good over there, Sean?
I'm smiling ear to ear.
How about you, Lugie? Because you weren't happy about losing Saquon. You feeling all right now?
No, I'm really pumped up, especially when I found out Devin Singletary's nickname, Motor. So I'm here for the motorboat and puns. Maybe we can even get Bob Papa, John Sterling type. Touchdown call.
Ah.
He motorboated that. Is it built for speed or pleasure?
I like this. The Giant fans are already over it by 4:11.
Hey.
Screw Saquon. He's in Philadelphia. We got Devin Singletary.
You.
He's younger. He's a little bit cheaper.
Evan,
yay.
I told you. He's dead to us.
He's dead to
We're
you.
We're not even talking about him anymore.
And we picked up a new girlfriend right away. We didn't have a chance to go the emo phase. We just got a girlfriend within 2 seconds, much like baseball, we'd be waiting for 3 years. Football, boom.
No, that, by the way, he's so spot on with that. You lose a guy in baseball, you're sitting there. Now, the Mets did pivot quickly when they lost to Grom. They got Verlander within 3 days, but that's unusual. With that said, I'm glad you guys are happy. I really am. I'm happy for you guys. There is something, though, that's bothering me.
What's it?
Can I get this off my chest?
Go ahead.
How do I say this nicely without cursing or saying anything inappropriate, which I may have already done today?
Yep.
What the hell is Joe Douglas doing?
Joe Douglas is the only GM to actually abide by when legal tampering begins.
Is there not a Jet move?
Tiki, the Jets and NFL free agency has occurred for 3 hours and 12 minutes. Now, I said this before. I alluded to it. Let me confirm it.
I'm going through it now because I have the whole list.
Before free agency began this morning, they did do two important things. They re-signed Greg Zuerlein, which I love. He was very valuable last year. And I guess they were close to bringing back Thomas Morstead.
You did sign one player.
Greg Zuerlein.
No. Yeah, Zuerlein. He was free agent.
Yes.
Free agent.
Yeah.
Isaiah Oliver.
Oh, great.
Cornerback for the San Francisco 49ers.
He's a what?
He's a cornerback.
Oh, good.
San Francisco 49ers.
We added a corner.
He signed a one-year deal.
Yeah, he replaces Bryce Hall. That's fantastic.
Right.
So free agency's been going on for 3 hours and 13 minutes. Keeping Zerline huge. No, I don't want to minimize that. Seriously, the guy was amazing last year, Greg DeLeck. Thomas Morstead, one of their most valuable pieces last year, because God knows they had to punt 100 times. This Jet team is in a Super Bowl year, a year in which you're trying to win the Super Bowl. Their offensive line sucks. Their offense was historically bad. They've got some cap space. And so far, and I'm trying to be patient. I'm a patient guy. I've been patient my entire life watching garbage sports teams. We are 3 hours in a free agency. The freaking Giants already replaced Saquon Barkley. They've already added an offensive guard in John Runyon, 26 years old. Mm-hmm. Good for them. And so far, Joe Douglas is sitting on his couch playing twiddlywinks. Like, that's just the reality.
Right. I think now, it's tiddlywinks.
You can break the glass now and tell me that the Jets made a move and shut me up. So break the glass and tell me they signed Calvin Ridley. Go ahead. Tell me.
All right, we have Pete Alonso news.
What? Pete Alonso news. Get the razor.
Pete Alonso.
Get the freaking razor. Are you kidding me?
Pete Alonso and the Mets have agreed not to come to an agreement this year.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Wow. I am. I'm totally kidding with you.
That's the moment. This is the moment you pick?
Yeah, why not?
The moment in which I'm criticizing Joe Douglas, you gave me the biggest tease ever.
I figure, you know what? Double the pain, Ev. Double. You're trying to tell me I'm coping. You could deal with this. Pete Alonso not signing. Sit down with your stupid beard.
Is that actual news? That
no.
If they kicked it? Oh, I thought you were saying.
No, it was me on the fly when he told me to break news.
I was demanding a Jet signing.
I was demanding an offensive lineman or Calvin Ridley.
Even give me David Bakhtiari at this point.
I thought maybe they had decided, even though it feels like this, from Steve Cohen's comments a couple of weeks ago. I'm just serious. This couple of comments a couple of weeks ago, he basically said, Pete, you got to prove to me in free agency that I got to pay you a lot of money. That's what he said.
Well, listen.
So I thought Sean was actually being truthful and saying they've agreed not to negotiate during the season.
This guy's truthful.
Get out of town.
The only thing he says about Pete Alonso, and he did it again this morning, it's so obnoxious. He's like, Evan, what are you going to tell us about what Pete told you when you met with him? And I was like, it's a private conversation. You're never going to know.
Why don't you tell us, though?
I'm still not going to tell you.
He's kicking it down the line so that he pushes up his value, and then he makes him the highest paid first baseman in baseball history.
Well, Evan jumped out of his seat very excited like they came to a deal, so I don't know. Maybe Pete did indicate
like
him.
You knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to happen.
You're reaction.
My beard is painted red and blue. If I thought this was going to happen, I would have delayed this coloring a little bit more so that Pete could sign and I could just get rid of this damn beard. I want to be rational, and I understand that NFL free agency is a process, okay? So to my fellow Jet fans, I understand that. And I understand that maybe it's crazy, 3 hours and 15 minutes in a free agency, asking Joe Douglas to do anything seems a little harsh.
Right.
But here's what really, 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 really annoys me. And we'll get back to your calls. A lot of Giant calls, and we've got some Jet calls. I'm mixing a lot of football and more on Gerrit Cole as the show rolls on. Here's what annoys me. This is a year in which the Jets need to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be the Philadelphia Eagles.
They need to win now.
They need to win now.
Or in the next 3 years.
Or soon.
Mm-hmm.
They have to treat this season as, hey, we're going for it. And this general manager, Joe Douglas, has been very patient, and he's been very, you know, we're not going to overpay. We have our value on guys. Well, here's the newsflash. When you want to steal a free agent the way Green Bay did with Xavier McKinney, sometimes you got to overpay him. So, Joe, stop being so freaking smart.
Maybe there's nobody he wants.
Oh, really? There's nobody they want. They couldn't have used John Runyon?
Of course they could.
Have you seen this crap offensive line?
Of course.
Dude, you don't have to sign David Bakhtiari and Marquez Valdes-Scantling in day one. Those are going to be day two guys.
I understand. Oh, Jonah Jackson? They couldn't have used him? They couldn't have used him, right? Nah, he stinks.
No, of course they could have.
They could use any of these guys. And those moves you mentioned, I understand you're just being a jerk, and that's fine. I respect that. Today's Cope Day for you. That's the moves you make on the ancillary. But they still need to improve this offensive line and give Aaron Rodgers more weapons. That's what they need to do. And we are 3 hours in a free agency, and Joe Douglas is just sitting there on his couch looking at the That's too much. I mean, what are we doing?
Maybe at a value chart, and it's just not in the right value phase right
value
now.
Value chart?
Yeah.
Like, rip the value chart up like, right
we're
now.
We're willing to pay this much for this player.
No.
And it's outside of it right now.
Most of the time, Tiki, that's a smart process.
Of course it is.
The Jets right now need to be in aggressive mode. They need to be in Rams mode. They need to be in Eagles mode. They need to be in the mode of, we need to win now. Kendrick is calling from Suffern. How are you, Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Evan, you're absolutely right about the Jets and the win now. And I have a question for Tiki, but I've been on hold and a few points here. First of all, the rant, Tiki, that you went on, Evan, earlier in the show, it's just like a fan talking to an athlete on Twitter when you were getting frustrated with him, but it was in person. That was awesome.
That's so true, Kendrick.
That was fun.
That's funny. I didn't think of it that way, but you're right.
The other name that we haven't mentioned yet, you've talked about DeGrom. I think Saquon is more of the Zach Wheeler going to Philadelphia, which kind of stinks.
He's
going to
be good when he gets there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. And just hoping for, like, if he does do well, at least they don't win the championships. Because I have no ill will towards Zach Wheeler. It was kind of our fault, the Mets' fault, to let him go. But I want to stick to football here. And I had a question for you, Tiki, about when you were getting frustrated with no plan. I think the wrong word is being used. And I called you guys during the season, and I asked you what Dable's – they have no identity. And what I mean by that is year one, changed.
That's true.
Yeah, because when you look at Dable and Shane, like year one, nothing changed because of what I said to you guys during the season. When it works, it works. Right. But when it doesn't, it's ugly. And so year one, they didn't do anything because they couldn't because it worked. Year two, heads started to roll because it didn't. You fired coaches. The defensive coordinator walked out of town. Mm-hmm. Tommy DeVito was working until it wasn't, and then they benched him.
Yeah.
Why did they play him and bench him? I don't know if they had given up on the season. And for a Jets fan perspective here, you know, Huff walking into the same stadium that Saquon is walking into next season. And as a Jet fan, I'm not that upset because I trust that the identity of the Jets, the coach might not be better, but what he has done better is build an identity. And he found an undrafted lineman and turned him into something. He's going to get paid. And so now undrafted linemen might come to the Jets saying, like, this is a place where we develop and we can get paid and find success in the league.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And the last thing, Tiki, here's my idea for the franchise tag to help you running backs out. Instead of calling it a franchise tag, why not a franchise fund where you have 35 million? And hear me out. Right. 35 million to spend on any player that you want that doesn't go against the cap. So if you want to say to your quarterback, we're going to give you, you know, 15 million on the cap, but then we'll give you 25 million off in the fund. It helps with these running backs because, quite frankly, as a Jet fan, I wanted Saquon Barkley over a wide receiver like Tyler Boyd. Why am I like, at what point does the running back like market get dictated more so on the need and the quality of a player? Because if you're gonna look at the Jets, I knew it would never happen,
right?
But if you had Hall and Saquon in the backfield and you could, you know, motion one outside and see where the defense is, at what point do teams start to look at this and say, why are we paying Alan Lazard $11 million a year and guaranteeing him $27
million? That is, you know what, when you look at
Saquon.
It.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you look at it that way, it makes a lot of sense. Thank
Kendrick,
you, Kendrick.
You're 100% right. The problem is that has to happen by accident. So in Atlanta, that happened by accident. Because they didn't have a running back. It was Cordero Patterson 2 seasons ago. Cordero is getting older. He's banged up. So they relied on Tyler Algiers to take a lot of the snaps. Guess what? He rushed for 1,000 yards. He's on a fourth round pick, whatever he was. He might have been later than that. And then they draft Bijan Robinson. So they had like that, what he's talking about.
Yeah.
The dual running back. They were in the backfield together a lot. One of them would motion out, be effectively a wide receiver because they both could catch. So that's what he's talking about. The problem is the only way it works is if it happens accidentally.
Yeah, because you're never going to invest
right,
in that.
You're not gonna pay whatever that number is, you know, $13 to $20 million in your running back room. It's just too much in the running back.
If there was no salary cap and this was baseball, different discussion.
100%. It just doesn't make sense. The way the NFL is structured with the running back position specifically relative to the salary cap.
I give you a comparison in terms of the Jets losing Bryce Huff and why it stinks and something not completely accurately that it reminds me of. Hugh Douglas. Hugh Douglas was a good New York Jet for the 3 years he was here.
Yeah.
Now, he was a first-round pick. That is far different than being undrafted and being developed. Hugh Douglas went to Philadelphia and had a great career.
Yeah, he did.
Now, while he was in Philadelphia, the Jets had some pretty good success.
Right.
Like, the Jets went to an AFC championship game in 1998. They were in the postseason in 2001, in 2002, in 2004. So it's not as if Douglas left and the Jets went through this dark period in history.
Right.
Much like Bryce Huff. Like, right. I still hold out hope that if they can fix this offense, Bryce Huff leaving is not going to derail the New York Jets' hopes. But when I think back to Hugh Douglas, and he's retired for 20 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I think of Hugh Douglas, you know what I think of? I think of a guy that got away. Mm-hmm. I think of a guy that could have had a 12-year career with the Jets and been the player he was in Philadelphia. Does it mean the Jets win the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they do. But I think of a guy that got away. Bryce Huff, and you can mark my words on this, is going to go to Philly, and he's going to be good.
Yeah.
Why is he going to be good? Why would I think not? A, he's in a great situation. B, he's gotten better every single year with opportunity, and he's actually created those opportunities. So Bryce Huff, who's one of very few guys to get 10 sacks in a season. In fact, I was thinking about it before. How many times in the last 20 years have the Jets had anybody sack a quarterback more than 10 times? How many times in the last 20 years? Want to play the game?
One.
Twice.
Who was the other one?
It was Muhammad Wilkerson.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it. So in 20 years, that's how rare it's been for the Jets to not only develop somebody to do it, but have anybody to do it. So it sucks, even if I don't think it's going to derail them. Because here's the truth. When you lose good players, whether it's Xavier McKinney, or it's Saquon Barkley, or it's Bryce Huff, or it's Zach Wheeler, or it's whoever you want to come up with, it sucks.
Yeah.
It stinks as a fan that you watch a guy get better and better and better, and then he goes somewhere else. Doesn't mean you're screwed. Doesn't mean you can't compete. Doesn't mean the Giants can't be good next year. Doesn't mean the Jets can't be good. But for me, and this is the way I cope by saying, boy, this stinks.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You could sit here all day and explain the salary cap on why it didn't make sense for the Jets to keep Bryce Huff. You could explain the same thing about Saquon Barkley. I get it. You may be right. You may be rational. But it does stink as a fan to lose good players.
Right. Especially when you, especially if you think that there's not a plan, that there is more of a plan. By the way, Hugh Douglas was a literal pain in my ass, in my neck, my back, my knees.
So you wish the Jets kept them. You would have seen him a lot less.
They had heavy linebackers, man, and he was one of them.
Yes, he was. One of the many New York athletes that went to Philadelphia. We may have to compile a list now that Saquon Barkley has done it. Very, very busy Monday. Yankee fans holding their breath as Gerrit Cole is going for an MRI on his right elbow. The New York Giants lose Saquon Barkley, replace him with Devin Singletary. The New York Jets are doing nothing. Earlier today, and I love Newsday. I even have a subscription to Newsday. Newsday was here interviewing some of the executives around here and then wanted to take pictures of us just in case we ever make news. They could have like a stock photo of us. And so I started to realize, hey Tiki, can you pose? Tiki mm-hmm. poses. Hey, Sean, we'd like to have a picture of you. Sean poses. Hey, Loogie, take a picture of you. They mm-hmm. even had Tiki, Sean, and Loogie together. Right.
Giants fans.
And they're taking a picture. And usually I don't care. Like, I don't want any attention. But I've been informed that I was purposely led away from every photo, left out of every photo, because Newsday, I guess, is offended by my red and blue colored beard.
I don't think they're offended
by it. Well, what else would you come up with?
I would say that it doesn't look stockish, right? You get stock photos to use at any time. Sean in a Rangers jersey. I bet he wishes he had his Giants jersey on, but whatever.
Yeah.
Loogie looking svelte.
Wearing a winter hat, which happens all times of year anyway.
Dude, it's cold in the studio. I wish I could wear a winter hat.
I know, but what if there's this, an article on July 10th?
It doesn't matter. In July 10th, he'll be wearing a jacket, a light jacket, and a beanie.
Well, guess what? On July 10th, what if I decided to keep my beard and continue to color it? And I think that's a stylish trend.
Well, then you would really be odd.
Yes.
It was definitely an interesting rebuff because one of the guys said, hey, can you two go in there and take a picture with Tiki? And we said, well, Evan just stepped out. We should wait for Evan. And it was immediately met with a, no, we can't have Evan with that beard.
What is wrong with my beard?
I mean,
it's red and blue. It's actually.
You want to forever be defined by that?
Honestly, Tiki, I don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Like when I look back,
and by the way, I believe that.
Thank you. Let's say Newsday wrote an article in 12 months. God right. knows about what.
What about in 2 years if they wrote one?
Okay, 2 years. Whatever you want to come up with. 2 years. Here's an article. Evan and Tiki break up after Tiki punches Evan in the face over argument about being in a locker room. I don't know, right?
Pete Alonso.
Yes.
Comes back and wins the World Series.
right. playing for whoever.
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves.
Against the Mets.
Right. And Evan loses it. Tiki kicks him in the groin. Whatever. We break up. And they put a picture of me with a red and blue beard. You know what I would say?
What's that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's all I'd say. I mean, what's the difference between getting fat and getting skinny?
You'd say,
like,
oh,
sometimes
yeah.
you go through fat phrases and skinny phrases.
You'd say, oh, yeah, Tiki was yelling at me at that day, too.
That's right. Like, it's the same thing. Like, Gio goes through fat phases and skinny phases. Yeah. You got to take, like, 18 different pictures. Right now, I'm going through a colorful beard stage.
Yeah.
That's all.
Loogie, are you satisfied with your attire for the impromptu picture that you didn't know was happening?
Very satisfied, Tiki. I always dress like it's going to be picture day. Huh. I'm always prepared.
Sean, are you satisfied wearing your Rangers jersey on Rangers Devils night? It will be forever captured in this moment.
Not particularly. Had I known they were going to take pictures, this is a little a gownish on me. It's a little big. I would have went for something a little tighter
to
show off that I'm not as 400-poundy as this will show me.
Right. I have a running shirt on. I guess it extends my insinuates my breasts a little bit and my muscles. But I would have dressed differently as well.
But that's not fair, Tiki. You always look like an Under Armour mannequin. You know, we have to worry about the shape of our cup size.
You haven't asked me. Do I regret painting my beard red and blue?
Do you regret painting your beard?
No.
So that you're not in the picture?
No.
Oh, so you did it on purpose.
No, I did it
you
because
heard that
I'm...
Newsday. He doesn't want to be in the pictures.
I did it because we have a deal. I've got to color my beard every day for this week and next week, then go half-shaven beard for another week, and then I'm out of this, and I can shave this cat living on my face.
I think that Sean and Logie, and definitely myself, would have let you out of it for a day.
I wouldn't have.
Especially because I'm wearing red and blue today, which in his mind is like the Ranger colors.
The problem is we were actually told about these pictures about 12 minutes before we were going on air.
Yes,
totally. They're going to be in there in about 20 minutes taking pictures of you guys.
Well, look, here's the bottom line. Newsday, I think you're being very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I think you should have given my red and blue beard color the publicity it deserves 2 years from now when you write an article about us.
Shows how committed you are to the show.
That's right.
Definitely. By the way, we have more running back news. This from the Jets.
Oh.
From the Jets. Ah, here we go. Joe Douglas did something.
No,
Breece Hall's
didn't.
Holding out for...
No, Breece Hall's taking to Twitter to express his frustration.
Ah. Express his frustration about what?
Free agency?
Looking at all these O-line signings like... Four emojis with the hands up, like he's very annoyed.
Thank you!
Wow.
Thank you, Breece! This is what I'm saying. This is what we're all saying.
Is there still no signing for the Jets?
The Jets, who need to fix their offensive line more than anything needs to be fixed, in a year in which Aaron Rodgers, in theory, is going to be healthy, in a year in which, in theory, they're competing for a Super Bowl. So far, there have been moves made. I've named the names. The Jets have done nothing. And Breece Hall decided to go to social media. And you guys can criticize it all you want. Say, oh, look at him opening his mouth. Breece Hall represents us. Because he feels the same way we all feel, which is, hey, Joe Douglas, get the cigar out of your mouth. Get the hand out of your pants. And go do something. Like you're Al Bundy. Go do something.
Now, in Joe Douglas's defense, there are a ton of free agent offensive linemen. Now, some of them you don't really.
Yeah, want. But three guys are already off the board.
I understand.
Lloyd Cushenberry could have been good for this team.
But there,
Runyon could have been good for this
there
team.
There are a ton of offensive linemen.
Mitch Morse could have been good for this team.
Some of them are younger. Some of them are older. Cam Irving, those type of guys. But there's a lot of offensive linemen.
So, I get it. They're not all gone yet, but still
true. But you know, day one of the non-free agency period, because we're still in the tampering phase, is mostly those big names that are in super high demand. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the moves that the Giants offensive line depth-wise and the Jets are going to make are going to be day two of this, right? Or
why?
Later on down
why?
The line. Because there's not...
Why?
Because the negotiation isn't as clear. It's not as clear. It's not as clear cut.
But Tiki,
they're
going for it.
So it's easy to know what the top of the market is. So Xavier McKinney, $17 million. Saquon, whatever it is, $12.5 million that's AAV. It's easy to know what the top is. But once you get into that, okay, this isn't really the top player at the position, what's that value? Like, how much am I discounting?
Why are we going after the top player at the position?
Is it 20% less?
Yeah, but why aren't they going after the top player at the position?
I don't know.
Well, okay, that's my issue.
But the problem is I think those guys have been signed.
Yes!
They've been signed already.
But that's what I'm saying. But they got signed already, because 3.5 hours have gone by and Joe Douglas has done nothing. And just for the record, I know this is our first NFL free agency together.
Right.
I'm not normally this guy.
But you didn't need a center, correct?
They could. Joe Tippmann could play guard, so yeah. No, yeah, I reject that.
I think he's better at center.
We don't know that yet, but okay.
Jonah Jackson and Robert Hunt.
Yeah.
Those are the two other guards that were taken.
Yeah.
And only one tackle has signed so far.
Yeah,
so there's guys out there.
They can use everything because Elijah Vera Tucker and Joe Tippmann can be moved around depending on what they get. Look, my point is this. Most years, 3 hours in a free agency, I'm the calm guy. I'm usually the guy saying, it's early,
right. Let's
take a deep breath. The reason I'm not calm is because of where this franchise is right now, in this moment, in needing to go for
the urgency of going for it.
The urgency of now, and also the reputation Joe Douglas has of, I've got my price, I'm not going to break it. Well, if you're not going to break it, what are you going to end up with? So that's my frustration. But back to the Giant fans who dealt with a very emotional day today. They've lost Saquon Barkley. They've replaced him with Devin Singletary. But they didn't just lose Saquon Barkley. They lost him to the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe is calling from LBI. What's up, Joe?
Tiki, you broke my heart, Tiki.
What's up, dude? You too close to Philly to understand the emotion of the Giant fan that lives close to Giant Stadium?
I'm a Giant fan. Always been a Giant fan. I love you as a running back. I love Saquon as a running back.
As did I.
He's one of the most upstanding players ever to play for the Giants.
No doubt.
How can you disrespect him and say he's dead to us?
Because he went to the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Giants pushed him out the door, and that was the only team offering him such a good deal. He had no choice. He was pushed out. And now you're putting your foot on his back, too.
I wish him nothing but success in Philadelphia.
Doesn't sound like it.
I'm a Giant. Because I'm a Giant fan. And Giant fans, the last thing we wanted to do was see Saquon Barkley go put on that Kelly Green and run all over us. Right?
That's the last thing I want to see, too. But it's not Saquon's fault. It's the Giants front office fault. If they didn't want him, he had no choice. He had to do it. To talk about him the way you're talking about him is ridiculous.
How am I talking about him? It's not ridiculous. I have an opinion. I get paid to give an opinion. Why is that ridiculous, dude? What are you talking about, Joe?
In my opinion, it's ridiculous. You have an opinion. I have an opinion.
What's your opinion that's ridiculous? What's your opinion? Give me your opinion. Don't respond to my opinion. Give me an opinion.
My opinion is he was pushed out the door by the Giants, and he did what was right by him and his family and took the best deal he could get. He couldn't worry about the fact that it's the Eagles.
Great. So our opinions have to be mutually exclusive?
No, they don't. I'm just telling you my opinion and why I think you're
wrong. And I respect your opinion, and I don't think you're wrong. By the way, I like my opinion, and I don't think I'm wrong.
I like Tika's opinion, too, by the way.
I think a lot of Giants fans understand what my opinion is. It's emotion-filled. Did he get pushed out the door? Probably, right?
Yeah.
I've said as much.
Yeah.
He was not part of Joe Shane's plan.
They didn't want him back.
I get it. I understand it. The fact that he had to go take care of his family and get the biggest deal that he could get, fantastic. We don't have to like it. And as I think emotional Giant fans, this is the worst place you could have gone to the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. Now, I know they probably offered the most money, and if it's money it is, then money it is.
Dude.
But you're an Eagle now.
I agree. You're dead to us. Good luck. That's what you said.
Yes.
Good luck is very classy. I don't think I would have done that. I don't think Sean even did that. I know good luck.
Sean wants him to be terrible.
Yeah, I don't want any good luck his way.
You're dead to us.
I hope he sucks. I hope he rushes for 400 yards.
Saquon Barkley.
By the way, good luck with those touchdowns with the tush push, Saquon.
Saquon Barkley knew the situation he was in.
Right.
You can get the most money. You can go to Philadelphia. Of course, he has every right to do it. Once you cross that line, to many Giant fans, you're dead to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. Now, I'm very intrigued by this because we have a gentleman on hold who named his dog after Saquon Barkley.
Oh.
And that is a very tough, that's a tricky spot, right.
Is this dog going to have a name change?
I don't know, man. I don't know what I would do. I'm thinking about this in my head. Peyton in Roxbury, New Jersey, what are you going to do with your dog named Barkley?
What's up, Peyton?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, horrible day. I agree with Tiki. Everything
you said. Sorry, I'm annoyed about something.
I'm done with him.
I'm annoyed. Continue on.
But now I gotta make a decision. I have no clue. Every time I look at my dog, I'm gonna be thinking of that traitor, the disgusting city of Philadelphia. I mean, I love my dog, and I'm gonna have all these bad memories whenever I think of him.
Right.
So I have no clue what to do. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And I agree with what other people were saying, right? If he went somewhere else, whatever, I'd wish him all the success. He's in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I'm sick to my stomach over here all day because my dog, who I love, is now named Barkley, and I got
to... Every time you see your dog, you're going to be like, Saquon. No, Russell.
So what are you going to do? Barkley. Are you going to rename your dog?
What am I calling you?
Or are you going to put it up for adoption? What are you going to do?
I've had the dog... My dog is 4 years old now. So, I mean, he knows Barkley. If I say his name, he comes, having to retrain him with a new name is going to be...
I got it. I got it. Dude, Peyton. Peyton, I got the idea. I got it.
All right.
What is it? You're going to start calling him by a nickname, Bark. And it's perfect for a dog because he barks, and you call him Bark, and that's it, and you move on.
They just hear the first syllable. That's it.
No, right? they hear like a rhyming sound, so you just call him Fartley or something.
Stop. I think my idea is better.
All right.
I've given myself 45 seconds to calm down.
Yeah, what the heck happened?
I'm very angry about it. I still am.
I thought you were like reacting to Peyton's point about his dog.
I was not listening at that point.
All right, I could tell. So what happened?
There's a reason why I stay off Twitter during shows, because I don't want the breaking news. I want the breaking news to be handed to me. But unfortunately, a friend of mine, a few of them, texted me angrily about a signing that just occurred in the NFL, in which the Las Vegas Raiders signed what should have been the Jets' backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew. And I'm pissed about it. And I'm pissed about it because, as you may recall, when Connor Hughes was on the show of SNY a few weeks ago, and he said, hey, I think they'll end up with Gardner Minshew, my reaction was, great, that's my number one choice. Always been a Gardner Minshew guy. Even to the point where, in the back of my mind, he could even be my backup for the next few years with a thought on, you never know. Yeah. Rodgers retires, that may be my guy. But because Joe Douglas is sitting there playing Madden video games or the no WWE 2K game, or he's distracted because he's watching soap operas, maybe a little Telemundo. I have no idea, because Joe Douglas's head is somewhere that's not NFL free agency. Not only have the Jets missed out on some pretty good offensive linemen they could have signed,
yep,
they have now missed out on a guy. I have a list right here. I have a list. You know what that list is? My backup quarterback choices. I made a list. You know who number one was on the list?
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. And he's gone. And I don't know why. I don't know what the hell Joe Douglas is doing. They need to improve this offense, but they also need a real human backup for Aaron Rodgers. And so far, we are now 3 hours and 40 minutes in a free agency. Guys are coming off the board. Breece Hall is pissed on Twitter, and so am I. Mm. Wake up Joe Douglas and do something. What?
Not for nothing, because I also would have loved Gardner Minshew for the Giants. He signed with the Raiders because it feels like he's going to get a real opportunity to start. Aaron Rodgers, you made the bed with him.
Right.
These guys are going to opt for places that it seems like they have a realistic chance to start. That ain't the Jets. So you're going to be left with whatever's, when the carousel turns, as a backup. Minshew to the Raiders makes so much more sense than Minshew to the Jets.
Really? So you don't think the Raiders are going to draft a young quarterback and eventually replace Gardner Minshew?
I don't know about that.
Because long term, you'd have a better option of replacing the 40-year-old veteran than beating off somebody who's taken in the first or second round.
Beating him off with a stick.
Yeah. Holding off, yes.
Yes. What Minshew presents is...
You know what I meant?
Is an opportunity. I know you don't like this word, but the Mets season, it gives the Raiders an opportunity to punt for a year on drafting a quarterback. They pair him with Aiden O'Connell. Right. He has an opportunity to start. You reassess, get Antonio Pierce to get his feet wet, and then maybe next year you're thriving for a draft. Yeah. Gardner Minshew, okay. I'm convinced, is going to start
for
the Raiders.
That's fine. Just continue to defend Joe Douglas, who's half asleep.
And
right now,
if Gardner Minshew plays, just as a Raiders point, if he ends up playing, starting over Aiden O'Connell, they probably win a lot of games.
By the way, I do have to give Sean a little bit of credit.
Why?
I just saw the amount of money Gardner Minshew's making.
How much?
It's a lot of money.
Is it?
Yeah. What would you guess? I'm just curious if you're on the same page.
I would say $18 million a year.
No, not quite that much. Yeah. 2 years, $25 million, 15 guaranteed.
Yeah. So basically 12 and a half.
Yeah. That's money as if he is going to compete for that job.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, so that was my initial reaction.
But they didn't bring him as the starter.
They didn't bring him in as the starter, but clearly when you sign with the Jets, you come as the clear backup.
Yes.
Look, dude, I'm on edge, man. Like, what the hell do you want from me? Like, it's 3.5 hours in a free agency. The Jets are going into a pretty pivotal offseason, and they've done nothing.
One free agent signing, Isaiah Oliver.
That doesn't count.
Of course it. I mean, it counts.
Does it?
He's a player.
Okay, fine.
He started five games last year.
Three
career interceptions in 6 years.
That's okay. Okay. They added a cornerback to their defense. Okay, great. And they've lost Bryce Huff.
Right.
So that's the update.
Yeah,
Greg Zuerlein and Thomas Morstead are luckily staying.
It doesn't feel conciliatory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Ryan in Rockland. How are you, Ryan?
Hey, guys.
What's
How
up, man?
Doing today?
We're all right.
Good, hey, man.
Tiki, I'd just like to say you are always and always will be my favorite running back in Giant history.
Thank you, dude.
Because Saquon Barkley is now officially a traitor. I am at a loss for words. I'm staring here looking at Saquon's jersey like, should I burn it? Should I use it as toilet paper?
Right.
I don't know what to do with it.
Well, don't do all that. I mean, he's a great dude, so you want to respect him as a player. But
yeah, I don't care. You don't go to that city, Tiki. You said it perfectly, man. Come
right.
on.
You're right. By the way, it's happened.
I don't care how great of a dude he is. You go to that city, you're a traitor.
Right.
I'm sorry. You are now
the arch enemy. That's the challenge. So as much as you might like and feel an affinity towards Saquon, he's now the arch rival. That's the hard thing about it.
I don't think I'm going to be able to watch. I love the dude, and now it's just, you know, and I know the Giants did this to themselves, but he could have went to any other team, man. He could have went to any other team in the league.
And what makes it worse is you're going to see him for twice a year for as long as he's there.
I think we are getting, you know, for years we've gotten Giants Cowboys to open the season. It's almost become a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may get Giants Eagles.
It feels like it could be.
Oh, you're right, because the Eagles are in Brazil on Friday. Brazil. And they can't be in that game, the Giants?
It's going to be an AS.
That's the thing. I think part of the underhanded deal was they will not lose a division rivalry game, the fans,
to
Brazil.
Because that would be... Can you imagine?
Can I imagine what?
Giants, Eagles in Brazil?
I mean, it's pathetic. I mean, Eagles, anything in Brazil is kind of pathetic.
It's going to be Eagles, like Texans.
Okay.
Or Eagle, something like that.
I have already gotten that prediction wrong. Giants, Eagles to start there. You're right. As soon as Sean said no, I thought
it's going to be an AFC team that has zero history with the Eagles.
Yeah, I think what we'll get instead is an early season primetime affair. You will definitely get that between Giants and Eagles.
Eagles, Texas is a great game to put overseas, so I doubt we'll even get that. It's like going to be like Eagles, I don't know, Colts, something like that. Something that nobody's going to miss.
Well, guess what? I mean, we're going to love it because here's the truth. It's like me next week for baseball, okay? Baseball's opening next
Browns,
week.
Browns, Steelers, Ravens, those are the AFC.
That's the division they're playing, yeah.
Gotcha.
Browns, Steelers sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a pretty billing game.
Right.
This next week, baseball opens in Korea,
mm-hmm.
and I'm excited. Like, it's baseball. Like, I'm going to
up. Actual Korean baseball league starts.
No! Major League Baseball.
I didn't even realize they were starting the season in Korea.
I know, no one does.
Are they really?
Yes, the Dodgers are playing the Padres. Pretty good matchup.
But it's a spring game.
No, it's a regular season game in Korea.
Played 2 weeks before the start of the
regular season? Well, it would be like a week and a half before the season.
Okay, whatever, a week and a half before the start of the regular season?
Yeah, I think it's March 20th.
All
the season.
For travel purposes, because it takes 2 days to get there, or a day and a half to get there.
Yeah, they've done this before, usually in Japan. In fact, the Mets have done it, the Yankees have done it. It was a long time
this
ago.
This happened with the Dodgers, didn't it? And didn't Kershaw come back, like, not the same?
From pitching in Japan?
Pitching in wherever that opening.
You may be right. I don't remember. Right. I just remember that the Yankees did in 04 against Tampa Bay in Japan, mm-hmm. and the Mets did it in 2000 against the Cubs. My point is, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even brought this up, but my point is, when they play baseball next week, the diehard baseball fan, not the casual, is going to be like, dude, baseball at 5 a.m., what up? When the football season opens and we get that Thursday night game between the Kansas City Chiefs and whomever, and then we're reminded, oh, by the way, the next day there's another football game, we are all going to be locked in.
Oh, of course
we are watching.
Of course, especially because it's early. It's early in the season. We're just now getting used to it.
Bingo. It's late in the year. Maybe, whatever.
Right.
The second game of the season, they could put the Eagles against the Pee Wee team.
And it's the Eagles, and they're theoretically a good team. Whoever they're playing, it's going to be an interesting matchup. So.
We're going to be locked in.
And the time zone is not that far off, right? Brazil is it west of us or east of us?
Dude, if you are looking at me for a geography game, you've already lost. By the way, Yankees-Cubs afternoon game that day.
What was that?
Yankees-Cubs afternoon game that day. Yankees-Cubs ran into Eagle football. It's a nice little Friday double.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Look at you thinking ahead. By the way, Tiki, the next time you have a question like that, take a mirror, look at yourself and ask yourself, what's the time difference in Brazil? You think Sean or Lugie has any? They didn't even know Brazil was a country until the NFL announced there was a game there.
Right.
They had no idea.
I'm not even confident I know which one of the two.
Well, Brazil is so big that it takes three time zones to cover it. which is crazy.
All right. While you figure this out, quick break. Sean has a...
I think it's an hour in front of us.
Okay. I believe
it. It's in the, basically, the Atlantic.
I got you. We'll find out the firm answer. Sean's got a Cinco de 5-0.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.